here, and then we'll go back over.
Does that mean
here.
I can't say "son of a bitch" from?
Yeah, yeah, I can't say that anymore. Stop it.
Excuse me.
Can't say those words.
Sorry.
Can't say those. Okay. No more flavor words. No more flavor words.
Oh.
No more flavor words.
Right. Oh, flavor words.
No more flavor words. All right, hold on. We're running out of time. Let's
60, 59, 50. This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason Show. 5, 4, this continues to the Slade and Mason Show. 50, 49, 48. You're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason Show. 45, 44, 43. This is the continued countdown.
Oh, my God.
We're going to hurry.
We are running late, aren't we? Okay.
Yes.
35, 34, 33. Please stand by. 21 to the countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay, we'll go nearly one.
To the Slade and Mason Show. 23,
22,
21 to the Show. 18, 17, stand by. As we are now delivering the countdown.
As a matter of fact, I can do it.
11, this is our countdown.
That's funny. That's funny.
Ready? Four. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
How to make sure that we're on time by speeding up the counter.
Yeah, great, baby.
And he still didn't stumble.
No.
Amazing fella then.
He got it all figured out. He's a great fella.
Hi, I'm Jamie Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to yet another exciting episode of the Slade and Mason Show. Mr. Slade, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mason.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another installment of the Slade and Mason Show. Good morning, Mr. Slade.
Good morning, Mr. Mason.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to yet another installment of the Slade and Mason Show. Good morning, Mr. Slade.
Is this Groundhog Day?
I got you, babe.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
well,
man,
this
I went through a trip like that once before in 1982.
It reminds me of a story. This is a quick one. This okay, you're at a diner.
Not if you can't get it out.
You're at a diner, and the diner countertop is perfectly smooth, except it has a gradient of 0.0001. Okay, and so the waitress comes by and she wipes down the counter and she leaves a little bit slick. Few seconds later, she comes down, she puts down your hot cup of tea, and you don't notice this is all happening, except you see your hot cup of tea, and all of a sudden, you just see your tea slowly moving away from you, and you realize you've just had some reds and greens and blues and purples and some other colored drugs, and you're like, what the hell is going on? And the guy slammed down his fist on top of the teacup, and everybody looked in the diner, went, the hell was that all about? And he was like, I didn't want to tell anybody I was tripping out. But anyway. All right. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It's like a radio program.
It's mostly about us, though. You're going to know more about us than you ever cared to before this is over.
That's right. And we're going to share with you things like news stories and funny things that happened to us throughout the week. It's just our take on life. It's basically.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. It's our take on it. It's our take on it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's our take on it. A lot of these things you'd be mulling through your little noggin there, but you'd never say out loud because you're just too polite. We're not that way.
And you see, because we don't have cameras, you can't see us. So
that's
it's like,
right.
You know,
so
we can say whatever we want.
It's going to happen, baby. That's what I'm saying. Then obviously,
that is, unless you have Instagram.
Oh, there you go. There's one. Whoops, just lost my notes. Hold on. I had to reach all the way down the ground here.
You say you just lost your nuts?
My notes. Not, listen, turn the hearing aid up.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
You're never going to hear stuff like this on the radio, so please just enjoy it. We're just having fun. Don't take it too seriously. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music because, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it. We got grandfathered in, which is awesome. Don't forget to check out that picture from the Slade and Mason Show from 2016. We have a picture from Twitter in 2022. if they're still around. I'm not sure if Twitter's still around. But anyway, don't forget to tell your friends, neighbors, cops you see on the street. You know, put a big, huge QR code in the back of your car. Get a tattoo. The Slade and Mason Show. Go ahead and download the logo. Give it to your tattoo artist. The logo. Yeah. And have it stuck to the back of your forehead. That'd be great. And as always, we are brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. We will talk about that at the break. However, since it is Sunday, it's not Monday. It's not Saturday.
Slug of this now.
One has to wonder if my partner, by some miracle, might have for everyone here. a Sunday morning rant.
First, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen,
he is right up in the
you
microphone.
Will notice that there was one thing missing from the ridiculous opening that we usually do, and I did not have to chastise my partner for making that erroneous, ignorant statement that this is just like a radio program.
That's because I talked over him. It was great. He didn't even hear it. It was great.
I think
your signal's clipping, which I think is great. All right, go ahead. Do you have our Do you have our SMR for the day?
Oh, you doggone right.
Sunday morning rant.
This week, it's really easy, my friend, to come up with a rant. The rant is stupid people giving explosives to play with.
Oh.
Now, listen, it did not take me long to find on the 5th of July stories like this. The Albany Herald says the Lee County, Georgia police are looking for a group of teenagers who set off fireworks inside a local Walmart store.
Oops.
The juvenile delinquents entered the store and started their own Independence Day fireworks display. Managers closed the store and handed over surveillance video to police officers. Detectives are investigating and looking for the teenager. Oh, that's not the best part. Oh, it gets better, my friend. WGN says that a Lake County, Illinois man is in critical condition because a firework exploded in his face. The 58-year-old, like I say, he's not even a young person.
Nope.
The 58-year-old was setting off commercial-grade fireworks at a party when he looked into a tube as a firework discharged. What an idiot.
What a maroon.
I'm telling you, okay, he looked into the tube. The fireworks struck the man in the face. He suffered major head injuries and was taken to the hospital. His friends say he looked down the tube because the firework did not launch. First thing they tell you, if it doesn't go off, don't you go checking it.
That's right.
Do you think that's the end of the story? Remember, this is all happening in one day. Let's see here. WHBQ says a 14-year-old Memphis, Tennessee teen is recovering from being shot in the eye with fireworks. Braden Burgess and his friend were lighting Roman candles when one of them struck his eye. His mother washed his eye out with water before driving 2 hours to a children's hospital. Doctors say Braden may lose vision in his right eye.
You think?
I was thinking about this last night. If you give an infant a loaded gun, eventually I guarantee you that infant is going to find a way to fire that gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to either hit that trigger by accident, be looking at the barrel and blow his face off. But I mean, he is going to do it. Mm-hmm. So when you have your children around, you really need to watch them. WCJB says that an Ocala, Florida child shot off fireworks inside his apartment before the holiday. A blaze quickly started. Firefighters arrived and rescued a dog that was stuck in the dwelling. 4 apartments were damaged, but no one was injured. Okay, this was a funny story about fireworks. WPBN says that the Oswego, Michigan Independence Day fireworks display was canceled after the fireworks barge broke in half minutes before the show was supposed to start. All the fireworks went into the water and were ruined. The Oswego Lake Association paid $22,000 for that washout. These are the things that I always worry about happening. All right. The Mercury News says that a Los Baños, California home was destroyed over the weekend by illegal fireworks display. a group of neighbors on one block were shooting off illegal fireworks when one hit a home on the neighboring block. That home went up in flames. The fire burned trees, fences, and sheds on three adjacent properties. A search warrant has been issued for the fireworks shooters.
In the words of...
All right.
Go ahead. You got another one?
I got one more. The news says the Cass County, North Dakota police are looking for a resident who shot July 4th fireworks at a plane over the weekend. The plane was spraying for mosquitoes when a homeowner shot fireworks at it and gave the pilot a middle finger. The plane wasn't struck, but a search warrant has been issued for the suspect's home. These are the stupid things that people do when you are given explosive and say, here, play with these.
In the words of Beavis and Butthead is light it.
I'm the Greek Cornelius. Fire, fire.
That's funny. That's pretty cool.
I do a good Beavis.
I do a good Butthead. There you go. So, hey, JD.
Yes.
Are you on Chrome or are you on the sub link?
Oh, let me see.
Because I'm missing like 90% of what you're saying. I have to go back and clean stuff up for the next 15 minutes.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let me just disappear and I'll come back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, so all better. Let's see if that works. Yeah. So I have to tell you a story. This actually happened in my little neighborhood.